opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:05 in the morning on May the 11th. That always seems like a good day to me. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's a Friday, but it seems like a good day. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can join our chat room, and people are saying they have a little problem with the sound here today. Firefox works better. It shouldn't, but we've got a little. Well, gosh, there is a little thing on the little notice
on the computer that Bad Bob is pushing at. Bad Bob, good morning.
And good morning.
I like your Friday Aloha shirt.
Ah, yes, a Reading tradition.
You know, I got to get. And you know what? That those are kind of cool. We used to do it on Fridays.
Chevy or a Ford?
Yeah, we call it.
I don't know. In keeping with this time of year, all the classic cars. Yeah.
I call it a killer cell shirt because when you see them, you laugh so hard it releases the endorphins, which kill all the bad cells when you look at them. But
that's great.
Yeah, but you know what? Somebody that's looking very, very stylish in her summery blouse.
Well, good morning, and it feels really good because, you know, I know we'll share, of course. We've got three or four people we know that the allergies have hit that are down hard. You know, I called around yesterday, and, of course, we had I had my show last night. It was great to bring on some new sponsors, and I love to do those feel-good stuff and the freebies, especially when there's so many things that are kind of riveting our country and our world. We're going to talk about some of that here, some hot topics here in the next half hour, and get your input on that. So hope you're awake and ready to engage this Friday. It's 66 degrees. Today we're going to have temperatures that are going to reach around 91. It's a clear evening tonight with temperatures around 55. This is when we get those 30-degree-ish rises and falls, but that's what makes it a full, beautiful, clear evening, and it looks like we're going to be going through the whole weekend, which is great, Mother's Day weekend. I know my mom's birthday was yesterday. They're coming up today. Tonight is Senior Idol. Looking so forward to being a judge tonight in one of my favorite shows of the year. It warms my heart to see people just put their passion on the line, and really, this is very entertaining. Well, let's find out what's happening with the Market Minute this morning. I hope everybody's well. Josh, what's going on?
Well, markets opened to the downside after J.P. Morgan Chase said it had a $2 billion trading loss after positions in credit securities proved riskier than expected. Currently, the Dow's down 22 points at 12,832, while the NASDAQ is up 5 at 2,938, and the S&P 500 is down 2 at 1,355. Oil's down 99 cents at $96.09 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.03%. Gold's down $12.20 this morning at $1,583, while silver's down 49 cents at $28.68 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Coca-Cola is down a nickel at $77.36. McDonald's is up half a buck at $92.39. And J.P. Morgan's down $3.27 at $37.47. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley, the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey. Josh, thanks.
Hey, Josh, thanks. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning.
Are we getting numb just about the, you know, the rise and fall of the prices of gold?
Well, yeah, it's a periphery thing. It's a periphery thing. But what we shouldn't be getting numb about is the price of gas. The gas has gone up 300% in the last 3 or 4 years. It's gone from the 180s up to $4 and over. And gold, you know, people use it as a hedge. Gold and silver is a hedge, and it does. It takes huge leaps sometimes.
And how about, you know, after the break, let's talk about, if you don't mind, something that we found out recently about the Chinese and how our appliances have risen four times the price of metal.
Yep, 22%.
Aluminum, metal,
steel. This year,
steel.
22% rise in cost of products like washing machines and dryers. And we're going to talk about that, but we're also going to talk about, about President Obama receiving $15 million last night in a star-studded gala, and it wasn't on the front page of the Record Searchlight, saying Obama's support in question. You know, I don't see it. Wait a minute, let me look. Nope, not there. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about that. We're going to thank some people, and we're going to recognize some people before we start with our regular guest today. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. Public safety should be our number one priority. As Police Chief of Reading, I worked hard to keep our streets safe. As your supervisor, I have strongly supported the Sheriff's Office in order to protect you and your family. In these difficult times, I will continue to put your safety at the forefront of my decisions.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Leonard Modi.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., including a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with Dungeness crab legs and an array of delicious desserts. Relax and enjoy your value time with family. Adults $24.95, children 5 to 12 years $7.95. Under 4 years, eat for free. Reservations required. Call 1-800-280-UIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Hi, I'm Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM. I'm debuting a brand new show called The Kitchen Sink this Sunday, May 13th at 4 p.m. The Kitchen Sink is designed to be a community-based show covering a wide array of topics, anything and everything in the kitchen sink. We're premiering this Mother's Day with a great show on motherhood from the perspective of three generations of mothers. Join us for The Kitchen Sink this Sunday at 4 p.m. for our motherhood special and every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl, and about 7:15 in the morning, May the 11th. Okay. Hey, I like to throw out, you know what, how often, Bob, why don't you jump in here? I'm going to throw out a big thanks and a big well done to the tax assessor and the tax collector. Okay. Bob is looking askance at me.
Really?
Well, here's what happened. I went down there yesterday to pay my property taxes. And as I walked in there, the people are so nice. I mean, they were very, very pleasant. I was waited on immediately. And they looked at it and said, you need your tax assessor number or your plot number. Okay. So I was in the collector's office, wrong place. So I, amble my way over to the tax assessor. And I go over there, and they very pleasant, give me my number, and then I amble on back to the tax collector. It's only like a space of like 30 feet, you know, but you have to go out of offices. And I come back in as I pay my money, but one of them says, did you know you do not have your homeowner's exemption? That's $7,000. I could save you money. And I went, I didn't know that. They said, I said, can you fix it? And they said, no, you have to go back over to the tax assessor's office. So I walked on back over to the tax assessor's office. And as I walked in, the lady looks at me. She goes, Carl Bott? I went, yes. Because I had just been in there. I mean, and they said, did you know that you didn't have the homeowner's exemption? I said, no. So anyway, this is a long story. But anyway, they had already put it in an envelope to send to our address, honey. They had already sent the letter. They were getting ready to send the letter right then so we could get that exemption. So I just filled it out. Then,
does that mean we get a $7,000 check?
Everybody, no, it's not a check. Oh. It's just they take it off your...
Oh, okay.
No. You do not get a check from
that.
No. But that just means you have to pay less. But the fact is that the one group noticed, and she said, you know, we saw that, and we checked it, but you were already out the door, so we thought we were going to just send you a letter here. And I went back over then, and I thanked the other ladies. And when I walked in, you know, it was the thing is that it was just a very pleasant experience. They were very helpful. And I just want to give a shout-out to the tax assessor and tax collecting office, the people working there. And you know what? Bravo for you, because this is not – I mean, you walk in, a tax assessor and tax collector could be – you're already not real happy right there. But they were exceptionally nice. So thank you very much for what you all did.
That's great.
No, I mean, it's a shout out to y'all. Shout out to them. And the, you know, obviously, and, you know, I mean, they worked together and they were pleasant and it was good.
I've had good dealings with the county. It's nice to see that they're not all, you know, drones in the collective or whatever.
Well, I tell you what, I think the people most of the times you deal with are just outstanding people. Yes, there's instances when they're not, but then again, you come into, any business, and you're going to get that. I also wanted to give a big shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Crawford. And I don't know Mr. and Mrs. Crawford, but they brought in a stack of tickets to give to veterans for the pancake breakfast.
Cool.
I mean, Mr. and Mrs. Crawford, thank you so much for that. And you know what, in your thoughts and for what you did. And we're going to make sure these tickets go to veterans for the pancake breakfast. So great. Okay, you had something.
Yeah, I had a couple things. I wanted to, you know, thank my new sponsors for last night's show. And the, one of the things that I like to do about the Thursday night show is about entertainment and fun and film and fashion. And, you know, there was a gal who is a local gal here who bought Wild Iris and custom fitted swimsuits. That's amazing. And then, of course, Stacy from Susie's. And that was a lot of fun. But in the middle of that show, I had found out this information, and I didn't really want to cover it, but I think it's appropriate to do it here. Let's see. The headline is about Clarity Entertainment. To fashion an economical method to baffle the sound and vibration generated from the use of Reading Municipal Airport is exactly why they pulled out. So the city has given back the $100,000 check that was written by Clarity. And so I don't know how you all are feeling about that, but for a while there it was a wonderful ride, thinking perhaps, and I still do believe that in time this is a great place to film locations. Maybe the location that they had picked out for the head offices, what was too noisy, and, you know, let's not think, you know, what? Why are you making up stories? Where are they going to take it, in other words? Or are they just holding back to think, going to think about what's happening with the presidential election? Let's see about what's happening with, you know, our economical stage, where we are. Where, do we really want to land everything and put everything into the Reading area at this point? Being anywhere in California.
Maybe anywhere in California might be the answer. I'm not sure. But let's just go with this, what they say. But you know what the downside on this is all those little boo birds that are kept talking about, how, why would you come to Reading? Why would you come to Reading? Blah, blah, blah. You know, they're just totally negative. The anonymous bloggers and Record Searchlight, and of course Record Searchlight enthusiastically endorses the anonymous comments that degrade people and degrade business and degrade our community, obviously. So here it is that they're going to go, oh, yeah, we told you so, we told you so, we told you so.
Well, last night it was wonderful business, positive business with just, you know, as simple things as fashion.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And,
that was
and
positive.
So the business, you know, businesses are not giving up. Businesses are still going forward. Okay. So the company didn't make it here.
It was a big dream.
So it was, and it would have been great. But just because it didn't doesn't make Reading a bad place.
Timing is everything.
It doesn't make Reading a place that, oh, nobody will come here because we have a lot of businesses here and it is going to continue to grow. But the bottom line is that there are going to be people out there, and I haven't even read the comments yet, but I will bet you there's going to be ones who go, oh, gee, I told you so. Why would they come to Reading? Oh my God, this is a redneck, no toothed, you know, uneducated place. You know, the people that make the comments, the anonymous comments in Reading.com are cowards. You know, I don't care which side you're on, good boys.
All right.
Girls.
Well, it said that they were going to buy 77 acres of the Stillwater, and we all know that part of Stillwater is a bone of contention for a lot of people. We have to keep it there. We have to keep a positive attitude that it, you know, the right fit is going to happen. We got to take a break.
It will
when we
happen.
Come back,
it
we
will
talk
happen.
About something that's extremely topical we haven't even covered yet. The President of the United States has said he is for gay marriage. Let's talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindbott here, KCNR 1460.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Reading City Council, and I've served as Reading's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast at Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $3 in advance, $4 the morning of the breakfast. Saturday, May 12th, kick off Rodeo Week with the Rodeo Association's annual steak feed at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50 free sale, $15 at the door. The lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Wednesday, it's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. And Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. Thursday night starts the 64th annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, by phone at 229-0022, or online at ReadingCivic.com. See all the high-fly and thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action, along with the Budweiser Clydesdales and Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and of course, bull riding. Get your tickets at the Civic Center box office now.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl Lindbott. This portion of the show brought to you by the Back Home Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, you know, great coffee, but also great icy drinks. finest walk-in humidor in the state.
20 ounces for $3. That's the best deal in town.
Now, you can buy anything you want that has to do with coffee right there and tea. At Tobacco and Brew, discounts for veterans. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Currently 66 degrees this morning in the downtown studios of KCNR. It's going to be a sunny day today with temperatures around 91, clear with temperatures around 55 tonight. Of course, tomorrow's 94, Sunday's 95. What a fabulous time. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. I am sure they may have a seat or two, or I'm not sure. Sold out could be the call that you get, but I would suggest that you call today, 474-5546 for Sunday brunch out at Ensemble Vineyards over the weekend.
Great food, great ambiance. You said lobster too, didn't you?
I did. And tonight, by the way, Senior Idol. Looking forward to that at the Cascade Theater. That's going to be an incredible event. Okay, what we talked about before we took a break.
Well, two big things, you know, and we've only got like 4 minutes here, is one, Obama was out in Hollywood last night raising $15 million. George Clooney's house, $15 million from that group.
Because he can.
According to the Record Searchlight, obviously, then that they are wanting something for that money and that they're being that he's being bought. So I can't wait to see what they want from it. But the other huge announcement this week, of course, was?
Well, Obama said he and Michelle came out for their, I don't know, I can't
their,
quote
their
him.
Support
their
support for gay
acceptance
marriage.
Acceptance or support.
Of gay marriage.
Of gay marriage.
And this is interesting because, for a couple of reasons. And, you know, the fact is that Biden came out on a news show and he came out and for it. Now people are saying, gosh, did he really mean to do that? And now the words come, and you think, well, this was just a plot to get it out there, see what people thought, and then Obama come out. Now it's coming out of the White House that maybe Biden misspoke completely, and it pushed Obama into the spot. Well, I'm not sure, but, you know, if anybody didn't believe that he was not for gay marriage from the beginning, I don't think that's true. I think he was just waiting for the time. I don't know if this was the time for him to do it. Maybe it was because South Carolina just voted like 70%. Marriage should be between a man and a woman. Maybe that has something to do with it. But it's going to be, you know, we'll be spending more time on this in the future. But what kind of impact does that have on the race? What kind of impact does that have on Romney? He's already pushing Romney about that one. But as we do every Friday.
Friday, we usually have an open line. We're supporting events that are going on, of course, after the 30 break, which is coming up with Fox News. We have the Hotorama folks in. We're going to hear about what's going on with the hot rods. And we'd like to cover a lot of things. One of the things that we really believe in is a moment that we bring into you about our health tip of the week. And one of our favorite people that is out of Adamson's Peak Performance is Amy. Good morning, Amy. Tell us what's the quickie.
Good morning. Hey, I just want to remind people that before your workouts, it's really important to warm up and actually do what's called a dynamic warm-up, which means I don't want you to just get on a treadmill and walk for a few minutes before you do your exercises. I actually want you to get your joints mobile, which means before you actually start your weight training routine, doing, say, maybe 10 to 20 body weight squats and doing maybe some push-ups, even if they're from your knees. And doing maybe some side lunges. In other words, I'm trying to get the large muscle groups warmed up, and I'm trying to get them to be prepared for the activity that they're about to do. I see a lot of people come in and do a very mild walking and then go right into a full workout. So I want people to think about get those joints warmed up, get the large muscle groups moving, and it will help your workout. It will improve things so much better for you. And then again, at the end, please remember to foam roll and stretch. That's very important. I see a lot of people leave right after they're done with their workouts, and they don't finish up with that great recovery part of stretching and foam rolling and tiger tailing out those tight muscles.
Wouldn't that be important as well, Amy, even if you're going to be walking, let's say you just started just a stroll, say you're strolling and it turns into a more aggressive walk on the trails, that after you're finished that you should stretch out so you don't cramp up, stretch
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. And you know, even before a walk, laying on the ground and doing some pelvic tilts, so you train your brain. Because how many people walk and don't realize that they need to hold their core in into that neutral hip?
Gotta go here.
Yeah.
All right, Amy, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Okay, Amy, bye. From Madison's Peak Performance. We've got to take a hard break here. KCNR 1460. From the Fox Business Network, after kicking off the opening bell in a sea of red, markets are struggling to shake off earlier losses. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 40 points. Chesapeake Energy shares are under pressure on news the company reportedly faces undisclosed costs. According to the Wall Street Journal, the natural gas producer carries nearly $1.5 billion in previously unreported liabilities over the next 10 years. Most of the payments are scheduled for this year under contracts known as volumetric production payments. A VPP involves the owner of an oil and gas property selling a percentage of their production in exchange for an upfront cash payment. On the upside, shares of NVIDIA are climbing high after the company posted better-than-expected first-quarter results. Earnings for the chipmaker topped estimates at 16 cents a share. Revenue also beat forecasts at $924.9 million. Moving forward, NVIDIA also provided an upbeat revenue outlook for the second quarter. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Opportunity Louisiana. More and more companies like CenturyLink, Nucor, and Gameloft are finding success with Louisiana's custom-fit solutions. Here's Gameloft's David Haig.
Louisiana customized their approach in recruiting us to meet our very specific needs. Selecting Louisiana as our site for expansion allowed us to open 3 to 4 months sooner than we anticipated.
What can Louisiana do for your business? Find out at OpportunityLouisiana.com.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Clifford, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, because the only way to guarantee things are done right is to do it yourself. I've worked 52 years to get other conservatives elected, only to watch them metamorph into liberals. I have the courage in my conservative convictions. I'll put water rights, property rights, and businesses before job-killing environmental activism. I'll fight to protect local sovereignty against state and federal mandates. Vote Clifford for Supervisor, District 4, on June 5th.
Paid for by Clifford for Supervisor, District 4.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig Coffee Maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., 3 Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Ray Tegerstrand's Orthopedics, Medical Home Care Professionals, Shasta County Veteran Services, Wellness One, ILSNC Vision Resource, U.S. Bank Corp Investments, and Simpson University. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
All right. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're here in rock and roll. We're here in race music. We're here in car music. So it's got to be the ninth annual Hot-O-Rama.
Hey, that's what we're going to be talking about today. You know, 1326 Market Street, you're going to see four hot rods. I love it. You guys brought your hot rods. I mean, that's conviction, baby. You brought it. You got in your hot rods. You parked them out in front, and you're coming on the air to talk about this fabulous car and motorcycle show that's happening May 17th, 18th, 19th. Of course, we've got tickets to give away too.
Shasta District Fairgrounds. Yeah, we're
going to. Let's introduce everybody in the house.
You know, Bob Sanders. Good morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, Susie Warner.
Hi, Susie.
Good morning.
Cute polka dot.
Roy Horner.
Good morning.
Good morning back there. And Jeff Reedus.
Good morning.
Good morning. And y'all can move into that. Bob, tell us about Hot-O-Rama.
All right. Our Hot-O-Rama car show has been going on 9 years. And since we've started it, it's got better and better. And our theme is, if it's your hot rod, bring it. And you'll see from the beautiful, beautiful cars to the traditional hot rods. And I think it's a pretty neat deal to be able to do that. And we got a lot of response on it. And the public really enjoys it because they see a lot of different things. This year we've got a thing from, Jeff will tell you about it a little bit, about Berskins. It's a museum, and we're going to have one of the buildings dedicated to them. And but anyway, we want to invite you, and I'm going to let Susie talk to you a little bit about the entertainment now.
Excellent.
The entertainment we have this year, we have a country western band called Retrofit.
Oh,
we
yeah.
also have a new guy that's come to town. His name's Jubilee. He sings western. He's an award-winning singer and songwriter. We also have our wonderful local Summer Chappelle. She's going to in the morning. She's going to grace us with the national anthem while the Sea Cadets do the color guards and post the flag. We also have an Elvis tribute artist named Bobby E. Jones is going to be there. We just have a lot of entertainment going on. Our suede cars, which is the rat rods, they're going to have costumes and really do a great thing.
What's a rat rod? For people that don't know it.
I mean,
if they're like, I know what rat bikes are, but I assume they're about the same thing.
Well, suede, people see them, they look like they're primered out cars, and they're lowered down.
Okay.
And they're fixed up. To me, I call them a traditional hot rod.
Oh, okay.
But they've kind of come into a different class. I always kid our buddies that they say they have rat rods. When I look at a rat rod and a rat rod, I wouldn't sit in, be with the chicken wire on the floor. But you know, when you really look at it, there's some creative stuff these women and men do in these cars, and they're really neat. So you see all varieties. So like Bob said, this is a show of every year, of everything creative that comes out that can drive and go. And that's what makes it fun, because you're able to get out there and really get to respect everybody's creative.
It sounds like, again, it's a pool of let's get together because of our passion for cars. Anyway, is suede a class or is that a term?
It's a term.
Okay, meaning well, I think of suede as clothing.
Yeah, but when you look at them, a lot of them, they have, they call them the suede palace. You go to these shows, they call them the suede palace, and you see these cars are primered out. And as you look at them, some of them have, you know, cow type of patterns in there, the old blankets from Mexico. It could be some mother's old quilt in there.
Okay, if for nothing another reason, I'm going down. I need to see
it. It is something to see. And the people
the
are great.
The Suede Palace. Sounds like I need to have cocktails there.
You can have them.
What else
I missed
going
the
on,
champagne
Susie?
Tickets I heard earlier, but maybe I'll get lucky enough and get one before the show's over.
One of the things we like to do is our years of cars go anywhere from 1906 when they started, all the way up to 2011, like my 2011 Camaro that's out in the parking lot. We don't cut off our dates. We have boats that show up. We have helicopters that show up. We say if it's got wheels on it, bring it. It helps.
You do not discriminate against
we do not discriminate.
Any wheeled conveyance. And in boats, if it's but the boat has to be on a trailer,
that's
boat.
That's right.
Okay.
But diversity.
When it gets dark, we also do a show and glow because the kids love the
show
import
and
cars.
Glow.
Yes, they light, but they put lights on their cars. They light up. They have video games inside of them. They have we have one guy that has 9 televisions in his car, including in the engine department. And the kids just love them, and that makes it really
can
unique.
Can you drive that?
Yeah,
so
this is kind of like my mother.
As long as you're not on the phone, you can drive.
This
is like my mother, the car, you know, on steroids. Hey, how about the four cars that are parked out. We've got some time with you guys, so even we have to take a commercial break. But tell us about the four cars right now that are parked on Market Street in front of the studio. So when people are driving by right now on their way to work, what do you have?
The first one you see is a 1932 Ford Roadster. It was owned by a gentleman named Eddie Bozio, which I'll talk a little bit later about. He won the Grand National Roadster Show in 1956 with a gentleman's car that he had purchased before that named Vic Edelbrock, a very famous car. And he built that car and went to the Grand National Roadster Show. He was from San Francisco, won that Roadster Show. And he was still alive until November 26th of 2010. He passed away at 92 and a half. So he was still racing all the way up to building hot rods all the way up to that day. So that car, we're taking around and showing for him and a few other guys. We got some of his cars.
Next. And see what's next?
That's the first in line.
The second in line
is Roy.
This is Roy. This is a 64 Nova. It's my wife's original car.
Ooh.
And it's currently has a 96 Corvette LT1 engine in it. And ironically, it gets the same gas mileage it did when it had the little six. We run about 24, 25 miles a gallon, but it just goes a little quicker.
Yeah. Well, I guess. I love
it. Believe it or not.
I bet you had some memories in that car.
Oh, yeah.
I had a 64 Nova that, you know, that somebody in my family, I should say I didn't, but a 64 Nova got caught in a hailstorm, and it looked like somebody taking a ball peen hammer to it, but it was a little six cylinder on the
column
there, and it was. I remember that we just had that a long time. Anyway, so but yours has got like a what kind of engine in it?
It's a 96 Corvette LT1.
So when you pull up to the light, do you ever kind of like look over there at the car next to you and kind of give that little motion toward the light?
Once in a while.
Yeah, you look like it. You know what? That hat, that baseball cap goes on backwards, and it's like you're pointing at the guy next to you, right? Are you turning red? It must
Are
be
you
true.
Ready?
We got to take a break here, because then we'll get back to the other ones. You know it's true. So if you see his little punky 64 Nova,
walk it. It's not a punky. When you go out front, you'll see it.
Kind of driving around town.
Right
you
now.
Probably don't want to push it. All right. Okay, got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Just in the car, now she really feels looking real tough with chrome reverse wheels. A blue car wax top, she looks pretty. Gonna get my chick and make it out to Drag City. Yeah, I'm going to Drag City.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
Oh, it's May. So much to plan. Parties, birthdays, Mother's Day. Hey, Mom's coming up, so let's take her to Anselmo Vineyards for brunch. I hear there's limited seating, so we need to call now for reservations. 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Mother's Day brunch. The specialty is my favorite, lobster. And Carl, while we're there, let's experience the new award-winning 2009 Cabernet Sauvignon. And of course, Friday and Saturday nights, always great artists such as Charles Bologna, Chris Lauer, and Garrett Biggers. You'll love it.
Anselmo Vineyards in Inwood, just a short drive from Reading. Anselmo Vineyards. It will become your favorite destination getaway.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Hot-a-rama!
Yeah, I was just outside.
I'll tell you what, there's something beautiful.
I tell you what, we have just four striking vehicles out there, but I just want to know is who brought that pukey yellow Jeep? Which one of y'all are driving that? Oh, I'm sorry, Bad Bob. Is that yours?
It's okay. The other side.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I know all of you all pointed, y'all looked at me.
Wrong parking lot.
We would not have brought that. Okay. Susie Warner, Roy Horner. And Roy Horner.
Right.
Jeff Freitas. And Bob Sanders are here from Hot-A-Rama. It's going to be May 17th, 18th, 19th out at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Anything that you can drag out there or drive out there, really, will there be some place for it to be displayed or, can it be, entered into something?
Susie?
Everything can be entered. We even have an under construction class. So if you're not quite done with your car,
love it.
We bring it. We actually had some teenagers one time that found a truck that didn't have an engine in it, and they wanted to be a part of it so bad they pushed it from Anderson High School all the way down to the fairgrounds and entered it. They paid their dues and they parked it, and they said we just wanted to be a part of it.
So if Linda and I find two great tires, we can drive them down and throw it down there, right? Then okay. What kind of chance do you have? Do you have a special category for that? Okay, maybe not.
We are also doing a tribute to the local heroes, which I call all law enforcement, all firemen. They are our local heroes. We are doing a tribute to the young man who lost his life on I-5 a couple months ago.
Yes.
They are bringing his fire truck down, and he's on our poster. We're very much a part of local heroes, including military. Our entire organization is dedicated to the veterans of our area.
Well, I tell you, let's give away some tickets here.
All right. First caller, 605-4567. Right now, 605-4567, we're going to give you a family pack of four.
We want to give these tickets away, my friends.
This will admit you Friday or Saturday for the Hot-A-Rama show, which we're really excited about. You know, we're really going to be pushing that this weekend. This is a really great, it's an American auto show, 9th annual Hot-A-Rama car and motorcycle show as well. Tell us about what's happening with the cruise.
The cruise starts at 6 o'clock and it goes till about 7:30. You'll get about 200 cars flowing through the streets of Anderson, which is East Center Street, North Street, Ventura Boulevard, down Balls Ferry. You're to line up. You're to be into that square before 5:30 because the local Anderson Police Department is very much a part of our cruise, and they shut the streets down. You can line up anywhere inside that circle, and you're going to see about 200 to 250 cars just driving by and cruising like they did in the 50s and 60s.
Wow.
You know what I think we ought to do next week is maybe on a Thursday morning, the day it starts, and that may be too busy, so maybe it be Wednesday morning, is y'all bring around one of the rods, and we get in there, and we broadcast as we drive around the streets, just so what it sounds like. What do you think? Around the block a few times, be on our cell phone, calling in, going, this is great.
Do you want a quiet hot rod or a
absolutely
loud
not.
Hot rod?
Absolutely not. A quiet hot rod.
Why would
there
we want
is
to
no
do quiet?
Such thing. There is no such thing. And if it is a quiet hot rod, it's not a hot rod. You think my Harley goes boop, 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 boop. No.
It goes potato,
you
potato,
what?
Potato,
that's,
potato,
you know,
right?
Why do you think that there's such a large abundance of unused
Doc Harley pipes laying around. I mean, you can use them. You can melt them down.
Congratulations to Carla. You have won a set of four tickets. We're going to have to take a break, but when we come back, we've got another set that we're going to be giving away, and we're going to hear more about this Hotorama show that's coming up. Circle your calendars, May 17th, 18th, 19th. We're going to talk more about that cruise and the date, and we're going to talk about the entertainment. Let's go step by step about what's happening on these wonderful days down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
Bob Moore from Moore's Flour Mill, and I'd like to clear up some confusion. Measure B has nothing to do with the proposed shopping mall on Knighton Road. Measure B is an extreme measure that would dictate what hundreds of private property owners can or cannot do with their land. Measure B is supposed to protect farming, but if it passes, I won't be able to expand my organic farm in Cherry Creek Bottom or allow the public to buy fresh milled grain products at the farm. So please, vote no on Measure B. It's got absolutely nothing to do with the shopping mall.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Rope'em and ride'em, Reading, it's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual three-day Reading Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most app auto parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Reading Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and three nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at readingcivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at readingrodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
Senior Idol is back. Join Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living for the best talent in Shasta County. Senior Idol, Friday the 11th at the Cascade Theater. Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living are proud to bring you the third annual Shasta County Senior Idol Show. Not only is Senior Idol a great time, it's also a fundraiser for Compass Shining Care. Senior Idol always sells out, so get your tickets fast at the Cascade Theater box office. In person, by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Senior Idol welcomes the panel of onstage judges, including Mike Krueger of KRCR News Channel 7, Free Fire Radio's own Linda Bott, and accomplished musician Brent Taylor of Taylor Motors. That's Friday, May 11th at 7 p.m. Get your tickets by phone at 243-8877. The third annual Senior Idol, sponsored by Taylor Motors, Buick, Cadillac, GMC, the Vistas Assisted Living, and KRCR News Channel 7. That's Friday, May 11th at the Cascade Theater at 7 p.m. We'll see you there.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. We're talking hot cars, we're talking cars, so why not have Crown Motors be sponsoring this segment of Free Fire Radio? It's your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, Ram dealership serving Reading and surrounding areas. Local people making deals for their neighbors and their fellow Shasta County and North State neighbors. Here at Crown Motors, they have used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need, and they take extreme pride in what they do, what they stand for, the service they give. Give them a call at 223-2177, or better yet, just stop by, see what kind of great deal you can get at 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading. That's Crown Motors. And we're here with a Hotorama people, and Jeff, we've got a lot of things to talk about here in the last few minutes. But
we do. We'll roll. We're really excited this year. We got Jelly Bellies coming this year, JP Race Team. He'll be bringing out the big truck with all the race cars and stuff and passing out all kinds of candy to everybody. So we'll have plenty to pass out. And that came to us by a local guy. Our buddy Jim Collins was able to pull that one off and get them up here to help Bob and the team. In addition to that, this year with the Eddie Bozio Hall of Fame, Eddie Bozio was known for the Grand National Roadster Show in 1956 with the Edelbrock car. He passed away on us in 2010, and we're carrying on the Perpetual Hall of Fame. This year, one of the main inductees will be Don Brazil, a famous hot rod builder out of the Bay Area. He's worked on five cars that won the America's Most Beautiful Roadster, all the way cars that went to the Riddler. He's quite a guy, so if you come out there, you get to meet him, touch him, talk to him, get input about what you're working on. In addition to that, we got Mike and Jim Burskin that are also going to be inducted into the Eddie Bozio Hall of Fame. As Bob mentioned earlier about the Burskins bringing in all their, they got a museum and stuff that people have never seen. It's in our own jewel of our county. You got to come out there and see that in that building that they have. But they will be also one of the honorees. In addition to that, we have our own Joe Gonzalez that will be inducted. And with that, we're going to have a great show. So come on out and meet him.
It is going to be a great show. We've got tickets. Linda.
We do have tickets for another caller here at 605-4567. And this is for another family pack. Again, this is for Friday or Saturday, which will admit one. So we have a family pack. I actually have five here. So if you've got a large family or you want to take an uncle or a friend or whatever, give us a call right here. We're giving those away free. Compliments.
605-4567.
That's right. So we're talking about the American Auto Show. It's the ninth annual Hot-O-Rama. Friday, it looks like you've got your tribute ride, Friday at 8 p.m. Tell us, I know you guys are really seem to be embracing the veterans.
We do. A lot of us are veterans. My son just came home from Afghanistan, so the veterans are kind of special to me. I'm also a veteran. My boyfriend's a veteran. What we do is the Naval Sea Cadets, they open our show with their ceremony, and then we have a special Walmart has a organization that's called the Helping Hand, and they take, it's the Walmart drivers on their own, their volunteer time, they put wreaths on veteran cemeteries, and they're going to come down and hand out water this year.
Fabulous.
Everything, and our raffle is 100% of the proceeds will go to local area veterans.
So you can also have a swap meet there for people who are maybe looking for parts. You want to share with us, Mr. Horner?
Oh, yeah. People will be bringing in all kinds of parts. And in the back of the building, they'll have it. It's covered. You'll be able to find just about everything and anything. One of the neat things about the car show is you're not just looking at cars, you're participating. They have a hop-off. These are the hydraulic-controlled cars, jumping up and down. And you got a burn-off, people smoking those tires. You can watch them spin them out there. Not only will the cars be out there, last year we had motorcycles spinning tires. So it's quite a sight to see.
Motorcycle. Well, I've seen that in Sturgis, and I've seen the burn-off before here at the Shasta, but that's something else. I mean, if you're into that kind of thing, this is the place to go see it.
This is the place. And we got the Show and Glow. Come Friday night after the concert, all the cars will be lined up on the midway, and they'll have all their lights blinking and flashing, and especially the car that has all the TVs in it. That one will be out there blinking away.
I love it. You know, this is a great, this is like, you know, a potpourri of...
Oh, yeah. And then for you off-roaders, for those off-roaders, you got the 4x4 rock crawlers out back. Climbing over the rocks. I mean, there's something there for everybody.
You know what? If it's got, you know, you are just not just BSing us, all right? Right? I mean, if you've got wheels, or you bring it, all right? Because it does everything. Okay, now we've given away the last group of tickets. They only needed two of them.
Oh, we're going to
give.
We have two winners.
We have some more tickets that we're going to give away next week.
Oh, we have two at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Two.
Okay,
so
I'm sorry.
Okay,
Lee and
Ruth. Lee and Ruth.
We've given away the tickets.
So, yeah.
Until next time.
Yeah, and we have more tickets we're going to be giving away next week, so be listening at the top of the week. And, Bob, you have some closing thoughts here. We have a couple minutes.
Anyway, as far as the Hot-O-Rama, we want to invite everybody to come and see it. I think you'll enjoy it. You're going to see a lot of things you haven't seen at auto shows. And, anyway, I think you'll really have a good time with the entertainment and everything. And we want to thank the Reading and the surrounding areas and the people that help us and our sponsors. It's just been tremendous. And one of our sponsors is Crown. And anyway, we want to thank you very much, sponsors. Thank
you. Well, you know what? This is a great event, and you know, it's a good time to go on out there because it's everything. It's not just cars; it's everything. And they're going to come back again next week, and I'm going to ride around town here a little bit with a loud. You know what? I have never really ridden in a
real hot rod.
Well, a real hot rod. I never have.
Have you never had?
I'm only 63.
Have you been in a drag race?
No, I.
Your drag race?
Yeah, tanks. What?
Can you drive and talk at the same time?
If somebody holds the phone, be so the police won't pull me over.
So you can drive that roadster then and talk.
Next week, my friend. Okay, when we come back after the news, we've got people that paid for a park yet Redding says they can't do it. What's going on? Hotorama.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They're not only alive, they're out of the hospital this morning. Two Tennessee girls held hostage for over a week by a kidnapper who killed himself last night in Mississippi when the FBI found Adam Mays.
Authorities here in Mississippi and Tennessee, they have been looking at the possibility of the fact that somebody was helping them get along, because this is a rural part of the state. Back roads, many of them have not even been paved.
Scott Mattis with Fox TV affiliate WHBQ. The 12 and 8-year-olds' mother and older sister were also kidnapped and killed. Mays was investigated for child abuse and child porn 2 years ago, but no charges were ever filed. It's no way to run a business. That's what JPMorgan Chase's own CEO says of his bank's big loss that's attracting the attention of regulators in Washington, where Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live.
The largest bank in the U.S. says it lost $2 billion in the past 6 weeks in a trading portfolio designed to hedge against risk.
These were egregious mistakes. They were self-inflicted. We were accountable. And what happened violates our own standards and principles by how we want to operate the company.
CEO Jamie Dimon admitting sloppiness and bad judgment.
I think it's safe to say that all the regulators are very focused on this.
Securities and Exchange Commission Chair Mary Shapiro, however, did not offer specific steps the agency could take. Dave?
Jared, Chase's stock is down about 8%, dragging other banks down with it, but the rest of Wall Street is on the rise. The Dow's up 34. Two NATO troops are dead in Afghanistan, at least one of them an American, in a familiar Taliban style. The gunman was dressed in an Afghan army uniform. The other soldier was killed in an insurgent attack. Syria claims it has foiled another terror attack. The day after a double suicide bombing killed 55, wounded hundreds more in Damascus. Chief UN Observer Major General Robert Mood worries about more attacks undermining the ceasefire.
This is going only to create more suffering for women, children, the Syrian people.
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703. That's 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703.
The case against John Edwards should be tossed out. That's what the Democrats' attorneys think at the former presidential candidate's trial in North Carolina. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Well, Dave, the jury has the day off. The defense is slated to begin their testimony on Monday, but they're asking the judge to halt the trial now and throw out the charges against former Senator John Edwards, claiming federal prosecutors haven't even come close to proving Edwards used campaign money during his 08 run for the White House to hide his affair with Riel Hunter. It's a tactic that rarely works, and the defense is likely to call witnesses Monday. On their list is Riel Hunter herself, but it's not clear if she'll actually testify, Dave.
And Evan, the former head of the New England Mafia, is headed to prison. Luigi Baby Shaq Smanocchio got 5.5 years for racketeering, conspiracy, shaking down local strip clubs in Rhode Island for money. It's not an AIDS vaccine, but an FDA advisory panel is recommending approval for a drug shown to prevent HIV infection.
More than 1,200 healthy gay men took Truvada, and it reduced the risk of HIV infection by 44%. but many failed to take the drug faithfully. For those who did, the protection was much greater.
But Sky News' Carolyn James says critics worry
the FDA recommendation could undermine existing HIV prevention methods.
Are you addicted to status updates?
Norwegian researchers have developed a Facebook addiction test, similar to ones used for alcoholics and drug addicts. Elements of the test include how often a user is on the social networking site, if it's used to forget about life problems, and if it has a negative impact on work or social life. They say young women and those who are socially insecure are at the highest risk. Colleen Capon, Fox News Radio.
Prosecutors have filed foreclosure notices for the Eastern Ohio farm where a suicidal man released dozens of tigers and bears and other animals that had to be killed by authorities last fall. The man's widow owes $14,000 in back taxes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Abbott, 8:06 in the morning on May the 11th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room, as many of you have, and whether we agree or not, we love having that chat room there. Of course, I'm here with Linda Bott.
Good morning. It's currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 91 today. Clear tonight with temperatures around 55. It's a beautiful weekend all weekend long for Mother's Day and to get out and about and here in the beautiful North State. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We need to go to the phones right now because we do have our Wells Fargo moment and market minute and, of course, our expert, Josh Wiley. What's going on?
Well, markets have turned positive this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 27 points at 12,883, while the NASDAQ is up 18 at 2,951, and the S&P 500 is up 3 at 1,361. Oil's down 40 cents at $96.68 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.03%. Gold's down $6.10 this morning at $1,589, while silver is down 2 dimes at $28.79 an ounce. So our most actively traded stocks this morning, Bank of America is down 8 pennies at $7.63. Caterpillar is up $1.16 at $96.60, while J.P. Morgan is down $3.35 at $37.39. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Yeah, Thanks a lot, Josh. You know, Josh, it's a Friday. We're so glad that you're here with us the last day of the week. Are you still there, Jerry? Run away.
I'm here.
Okay. Hey, Josh, what do you think with this, is it going to get better? I know that ups and downs, how do you all, do you have like a crystal ball to tell what's going on?
No, I always say in 10 years, things will be better.
Josh Wiley and our friends from Wells Fargo.
Thank you, Josh.
Advisors out on Park Marina Drive. I can't say enough about
Calling him. Back again this morning at 9:05. Great,
right.
Josh. The Wells Fargo Advisors.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We've got to come back in. There's been in the news lately, there's been a neighborhood here in town that has given money, given land, and lots of time to have a park put in their area. And then in the last, month, it's been, no park. Oh, and by the way, no money. So we're going to talk about that with some of the homeowners right there and that are here with us. And we'll get to them right after these messages.
Brian Daly is a conservative farmer. Together, Brian and his wife Megan earn their living and raise their family by working the land. As a citizen legislator on the Lassen County Board of Supervisors, under Brian's leadership, the county lives within its means, spends less than it takes in, and is debt-free. Vote to send Brian Daly, a farmer with common sense conservative values, to the California Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012. Time to clean your home or office carpets? Looking for a company you can trust? Hex Carpet Care has the best in carpet care technology, but with old-fashioned customer service. They pride themselves with no broken promises. They do what they say. They are built off of referrals. They're the company you feel good about referring. Hex Carpet Care is locally owned and operated, offering same and next day appointments. No job is too big or too small. Give us a call, 710-6267. That's 710-6267. Hex Carpet Care. Simply the best.
Hi there, this is Christy Camp from Wind River Casino. Wind River Casino and Redding Rancheria are partnering up with Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. I'll be dancing with the stars to raise money for Shasta Women's Refuge. Join us on Wednesday, May 23rd from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Elements Restaurant, located inside Wind River Casino, to support myself and Monica in Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. 20% of all sales will go to the benefit of Shasta Women's Refuge. We'll be featuring our new Kansas City style smoked pork rib starting at $12.95. Dine and donate with us on May 23rd and support us in our fundraising for helping victims of domestic violence. But that's not all. Play Double Action Bingo all month long. Only $3 a game for a chance at $500. 10% of all Double Action sales go to the Shasta Women's Refuge. You can also help by purchasing a star at the River Club. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to winriver.com. You can also look for Team Chris and Monica on Facebook. And remember, it's always better on the river.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460 is Friday. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:11 in the morning. And welcome back. Okay, you know what? We have, I don't know if you've been noticing lately, but, you know, there's been in the paper some people that really care about their homes and their neighborhood. And in this case, we have with us today Ken Stratham, Ada Rappaport, and her son, Ethan. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, moving a little bit closer to those microphones. All right. Now, where do you all live?
In the Hacienda Heights.
And the reason this has come up, and this may sound a little familiar to you, but lately the city has decided not to develop a park that's in your all's neighborhood, Hacienda Heights. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. But there's more to it than just, oh, okay, we won't do that. Part of this is that you all have put money and time into this park, and it's going to have a significant impact. Is that correct?
Yeah, in fact, we have asked the city to come out and take care of their park, their lot, and they wouldn't even come out and mow the weeds. So every year our neighborhood gets together and we go out there and take care of it ourselves.
So the city just leaves it like a an eyesore there.
Exactly.
And so, the neighborhood takes care of it. Now, how big a piece is this? I mean, we're not talking 12 acres.
No. Originally, it was donated at 1.23 acres. Now they have it.
Chopped apart.
They have it as a 0.38 of an acre. Now, where did all that other land go?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. And when you went down to see the city council, did they have an answer to that?
They did not respond.
They do not respond. Did not answer. Okay. Anyway, all right. Ada, you were talking to me when you bought your property there, the park was something that you took into account. Is that correct?
It was. My husband and I were moved to the Reading before we had children, and one of the selling points in our looking around, one of the selling points the realtor pointed out to us was, oh, you know, down the street, by the way, there's going to be a park for children. And we thought, oh, that's great, because we don't have children yet, but we were planning. And now my son, Ethan, is 11 years old, and my daughter is 8 years old, and we still don't have a park in the neighborhood. And it seems like through the years, there's always been one excuse after another. Oh, we need to do this first, then we'll build your park. Then, oh, well, we need to do this next, then we'll build your park. And we're still waiting for the park. And I don't think that's right.
Well, according to your lawyer, it's not that the city, it's not right. It's not right, because that's one of the things that you bought. You know, you came in here saying, okay, it's going to have a park. But the city says, well, now we're not going to build this park. But there's money involved, too, right?
Correct. Ken can probably answer other, because he's one of the original homeowners there. But every lot was expected to donate a certain amount of money that varied, you know, in a little bit depending on the size of the lot, to have the park built. And so money was given by the whole subdivision for the park. And we now have been told by the city's attorney that not only will we not have the park, but we are not getting any money back either, because that money has been spent somewhere else. So there's no money and no park.
So they took your money for a park. They didn't build the park. And then they said, whoop, no money. Sorry, we've spent that money. Mm-hmm. So you people are just, what, out of luck?
Yeah.
Is that it, Ken? Or y'all
out
of luck?
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. And there's some other money that needs to be looked at, too. The price of selling the lot needs to stay in our community, in our subdivision. And then also the contractor, when he donated this lot, he had money invested in that lot. So when he donated it, that money there was, you know,
also
it,
went,
it was
yeah.
used
that
like
was
a donation, a write-off.
Right.
Well, but it also went to the city, too.
Mm-hmm.
But then we had to make up the difference.
Oh, so you had to make up the difference.
Well,
okay.
I'm sure that he ain't going to give a lot up for free.
No. So. No, they don't usually do that.
So he had money in there, developed the lot, and as far as utilities and sidewalks and streets and leveling up the lot, and so all that cost went to us.
So you've had was the park leveled? I mean, by you all?
No,
it was by the city, but you all paid for it.
Through the contractor.
Through the contractor. Okay. When they first first made the place. Okay, I have it. Okay, I was thinking this was in the last year or two, but no, this is when it first started.
20 years ago.
So this money, which should be invested, and at least should be in there, it's well over $50,000 at this point for this park, and this is not yours is not the only park they've chosen to do this with either.
No, from my understanding, the most recent subdivision that also came up around the same time ours did, as far as what they call surplus land for the city of Reading, was Lake Reading Estates. And I know a couple people that live over in that area, and two of the lots there were supposed to be neighborhood parks, and a number of people also bought into that area expecting parks, and those parks now were sold, I believe, about a couple years ago or a year and a half ago, and they're now houses. And so that was very disappointing for the Lake Reading Estates neighborhood as well, because, you know, those parks were never developed. And if you look at the master park plan, there are about 16 other small neighborhood parks that are undeveloped. And I potentially see all 16 of them at this point, based on no money and the new master plan, all being sold and not developed by the City of Reading. So you can look that up on the City of Reading's website.
So are you here today basically to, I've been in and out, and I'm, that's just like a lot of people with radio, they're in and out. Some people are fidgeting in their car or their garage or something. You called to come on, and what is the bottom line? Why are you guys here today?
Well, we need the support from the community. We need you guys to come down to this city council meeting on the 15th.
16.
At 6 o'clock, and if this bothers you, we need the public to come down and speak their piece.
Okay, so when's that going to be? The next city council meeting that you're going to be at is
Tuesday evening, this coming Tuesday, May 15th at 6 p.m. And we've gone to the last The city council voted 4-1 against us.
Who voted for you?
Patrick Jones was the only one that voted. He felt that we paid for a park, we had a lot donated for a park, and we should have a park.
And the others gave no reason.
Well, sorry, you should have done it yourself.
You should have done what yourself?
Build a park. That, you know, they said, well, if a park had been sitting, you know, in our neighborhood, we would have built it. And so
that's not true. Who said that? Who literally said that? Oh, if there was a vacant land in my neighborhood, I would have built it into a park. Who said that?
That was Francie Sullivan.
Francie, are you telling me that I'm not sure where you live, Francie,
or
but if there's undeveloped land in your area that was supposed to be a park that you would have gotten your neighbors to build it and make a park there? What about the litigation? What about the tax liabilities on something like that? So it's your fault for not making the park, even though you had paid for it originally to the city.
Well, then Rick Petty, he stood there and told us that...
What did Rick say?
He stood there and told us that we should have our kids just go over to school and jump the fence. Go play in the playground.
That's enough to make...
Rick said that they should just jump the fence and play in that. Were you there, Ethan?
I wasn't there.
Get up there. Okay. Were you there, son?
I wasn't there. Actually, I wasn't there, but my mom told me what he said.
How big's the fence?
It's maybe a little bit, 6 feet. And he's telling us to trespass and hop the fence.
Really?
Yeah. He said, in my day, we always did that to get to where we wanted to go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Rick.
The days have changed. Can't do that anymore.
And then the police come in and arrest you for being a gang on the other. Okay, yeah, we got to take a break here. You know, City of Reading, come on. Build it yourself. Okay, build it yourself and they will come.
Litigation, too. I mean, we've got tons of lawyer fees here.
I mean, if
we're
going to
talk about
this,
lawyer fees.
What it costs
when you feel wronged, what you have to do, what you have to go through the process of doing that. We're going to talk more about this when we get back. KCNR 1460.
As soon as we started to move, the music played while our bodies displayed through the dance. Then love began.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. These are challenging times for all of us, especially county government. As your supervisor, I have taken a very conservative approach with your money. We cut operating expenses and reduced employee costs while still delivering the services you needed. In other words, we didn't spend money we didn't have, just like you.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Leonard Modi.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast at Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $3 in advance, $4 the morning of the breakfast. Saturday, May 12th, kick off Rodeo Week with the Rodeo Association's annual steak feed at the Ready Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50 free sale, $15 at the door. The lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Wednesday, it's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. And Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. Thursday night starts the 64th annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, by phone at 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action, along with the Budweiser Clydesdales and Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and of course, bull riding. Get your tickets at the Civic Center box office now.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful Cars customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to Cars since 1993.
3.
And how did you happen to first come to Cars?
I met Barb's at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles. Foreign cars all the way down to trucks.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to Cars.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at Cars.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, Carl and the Bond. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brewing, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe is the greatest place in the city to get coffee and icy drinks, and of course,
service.
Finest walk-in humidor in the state. Discounts for veterans. Joe and Shelly have been there for 35 years, and I tell you, been in business 35 years, and they do so much for this community. Things that nobody really knows because they do things because they want to do things.
But and
they
great support, coffee beans.
That's right. They support our community here. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, here we're with the people from Hacienda Heights. Yeah, is that right? Hacienda
Correct.
Heights, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ken Strotman, Ada Rappaport, and her son, Ethan. And they're talking about this. Their park. The park has been declared surplus by the city. The catch to it is, however, is that the people, when they bought their property, paid into this to have this park done. And so they said, fine, you know, we really want the park, but if you won't give us, you know, if you can't have the park, then at least give us back our money. And, which, of course, is said, no, we don't, no, we don't have that money. Now, they said that some people said things that were a little strange, it sounds like, during the last city council meeting. And instead of us just saying, okay, wow, did they really say that? Go back to April 3rd?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
April 3rd to the city council meeting, and they've got video archives, and just go and listen to them and see what was said. And then it won't be I said, he said, she said. Okay?
You can hear.
All right. And you want to get people out there next Tuesday at 6 o'clock and just say, you know, we paid for this park. We want our park. And even if you wanted to do it yourself, I mean, just say build it yourself and come up with the funds, you've still got to get the city council to agree to that, right?
Correct. Because right now it's been surplus and it's going to be put up for sale in June, is what we were told.
Okay,
it's going to be put up for sale in June.
So they can sell it to, but it has to be sold to somebody who wants to build a house, I hope.
Correct.
The question is how can someone donate a piece of property to a community and then someone else come along and sell it like the city of Reading and make a profit on it and then leave the neighborhood standing?
Yeah.
You know,
with
no money and no park.
Doesn't that sound like it's wrong? I mean.
Yeah, it sounds like it's wrong. It sounds to me like like the people there are not thinking about what goes on with the community. How many people live there in Hacienda Heights?
There's
probably about 80 houses.
Also. Oh no, there's a lot more. There's about 160 homes.
That's true.
160 homes. Okay. Well, 160 homes means, you know, voters and people are active next time, and you can remember this, you know. Let's go to Charles on the phone. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, there's something on the consent agenda for that May 15 city council meeting also, and it has to do with outside ballot drop boxes.
Okay.
Outside ballot drop boxes.
That's on the city agenda?
Right.
What's that mean?
It's like an outgoing mailbox that people put their ballots in. It raises some obvious questions. Not the least of which is how secure are these things going to be?
Yeah, you know, it's just another thing that, you know.
I mean, because when you've got a whole bunch of absentee ballots dropped in one place, I mean. given all the problems we got with the revolving door.
Yeah.
I mean,
they could come down
property crimes and so forth. And
they could come down, steal those ballots, and use it to smoke their weed in. Hey, we got to run, Charles.
But I mean, it raises an awful lot of.
It does. We need to talk about this at another. We need to talk about this one another time.
Absolutely.
So just send me an email on this so we can go back and. Right.
I
and
did.
Do
I
it.
Sent you one yesterday.
Okay.
Okay.
I have not gotten to my emails after a certain point. Okay.
That.
We got to finish up this section here. Thanks a lot, Charles. Okay. Last thing that you all, the things you all want to do is get people out there next Tuesday. What do you want? You just want your park
City
back.
Council.
But if you can't get your park back, at least give you back the money you've invested in it.
And what we're hoping is that the City Council will listen to our voices and know that, give us, they've waited 20 years. We are willing in the neighborhood to help build the park, but we can't do it in a short amount of time.
Before
they want to sell it. And once it's sold, then there's no recourse. So we want the City Council to reverse their decision and give us time to come to a plan and work with the city and build this park.
Why don't you get all the kids out there and chain yourselves to the ground?
We may.
Yeah, Ethan, would you like to chain yourself out there to a tree?
Maybe.
It sounds like it's safer than jumping over a 6-foot fence.
The park is for the future, future generations.
Right.
We need to seriously think about that and see again if you've at least you said at least a year to hold off on a decision for a year.
Give y'all a chance to do something.
That makes a lot of sense.
You know, this is
hold their feet to the fire.
Mm-hmm. You know, another thing that we need to think about is do we really want to vote for this Rick Pacitti again? I mean, he hasn't listened to us, and what makes you think he's going to listen to us the next time? So we need to think about that.
Okay, thanks for coming in today. And
Let
us know what happens after Tuesday. There you go.
6 p.m.
Support us. We got to run here. We're going to come back. We got a new show we're introducing this weekend, and they're going to be here.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. What J.P. Morgan Chase lost, the government will probe. The head of the Securities and Exchange Commission says all regulators will focus on the $2 billion in an investment gone bad.
The new strategy is flawed, complex, poorly reviewed, poorly executed, and poorly monitored.
That's Chase CEO Jamie Dimon.
Investors and economists and regulators are going to be concerned about whether or not there are other big banks out there that have these kinds of problems, and that could impact confidence in the banking system.
Fox Business Network's Peter Barnes. Chase's stock is down about 7%, but the overall market's higher. The Dow's up 50. More casualties in Afghanistan.
A member of the Afghan army shot and killed the American soldier in eastern Afghanistan today. Two others were wounded.
A familiar type of attack the Taliban's taking credit for.
Afghan security forces have been attacking foreign troops at an alarming rate this year, as mistrust between Afghans and coalition forces have increased.
Fox's Connor Powell in Kabul. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. We have purchased the empty Gottschalks building and are proud to welcome Sportsman's Warehouse and Goodwill to Reading. Sportsman's Warehouse alone has brought 80 permanent new jobs to the Reading area. This project has contributed approximately $14 million annually in taxable sales to the economy, and we would like to do more. We would like to thank you for your tremendous support of these projects.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center. MD Imaging.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks, just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliances stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
Well, you didn't get it at a yard sale, did you?
Seriously, you think I would do that?
So what, did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. They sell new, high-quality GE appliances, as well as new, heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. At Appliances Direct, they have the full GE factory warranty, even on the GE scratch and dents.
Well, can they deliver if I need it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up and made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery and haul away? Wow.
Yeah, can you believe it? Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative store. Appliances Direct at the end of South Market, 244-1600.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, John. Go down there and get your haircut.
And they shave your neck.
And the man in black. I tell you what a great place to go to. Take a step back in time. Discounts for seniors, for veterans. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop. It's just an enjoyable place.
You go in there today?
Yeah, you know what? No, I don't know. Maybe I'll take your dad with me and we'll go down there and get our hair cut.
That sounds like fun.
I think that sounds like fun. That's a good place. I have a good time getting my hair cut there. I mean, you just go in and you talk with people and great conversation. Nobody, you know, talk about anything, you know. Listen to Tim get some telephone salesman on the line. The longest he's kept him on there is for 38 minutes.
Nice.
He keeps him on for 38 minutes and he doesn't buy anything. He ends up talking to their supervisors. He talks to other people. They put him on hold, put him to another country. He talks to them. I mean, you've never seen anything like this. And at the end of it, he goes, nah, I don't think so. And the people are screaming at this point on the other end. He hangs up. Okay. Now, that's Cypress Square Barbershop. We have
a very special guest with us this morning who is now part of our family. And we would like to just make the announcement right now and welcome to our station, Rachel Lane.
Thank you so much, Linda. It's so nice to be here.
We really are so excited. Rachel was the very first engineer board op of the very first show that Carl ever did on the radio.
It was about, what, 6 years ago? 5 years ago?
August of 2007.
Coming up.
5 years.
Yeah, coming up. And you were there, and we would see you on, that's when he was doing, it was one Saturday at 7 a.m., and you helped him develop his career, and so here we are.
So we're holding you responsible.
So here what's really funny is to see how the world is small, and you never know. You
right.
always try to keep things lovely and nice if you can, and we've always had open arms with Rachel wherever we've gone. We've always admired and respected you as an artist and as a personality, as a mother.
Thank you so much.
And Sunday, you are launching a brand new show here on KCNR. Tell our listeners what it's called and what it's about.
It's called The Kitchen Sink because I couldn't really decide on a topic. I'm really eclectic, and I like to study a lot of different things. And I think that a lot of different topics affect a lot of different people. So we decided just to do everything in The Kitchen Sink. It's going to be on Sundays at 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. And this weekend, we're launching our premiere with a Mother's Day special. It's going to be very exciting.
Tell us about the special.
I'm going to have my mother, who is Linda Boyden. You may know her, actually. She is a local children's storyteller. She's Native American author, storyteller, artist, poet. She's involved with Writers Forum. She's a rock star.
She's a rock star.
She's just a rock star.
She's traveled around the country and the world with her books.
And she's won three huge awards. One of her books, actually she won five, I'm sorry. One of her books is a triple award winning book and the other just won two. And she's getting into like the curriculum stuff and things like that. She's really, really been working hard, and being an author is a lot like being a performer. It's very hard work for very little money, you know. But we're going to talk about mothering, and she is now a grandmother. So the transition from grandmother to grandmother, and also parenting from a different perspective besides me. I lost my job about 8 months ago, so I've had the opportunity and the delight to stay home with my teenagers. That's something that not a lot of moms get to do. I got to do that for a good 7 months, so I have a different perspective now that you know than I did 6 months ago.
Really? What? And so you're going to be sharing that perspective.
Yes.
If you could say it in a sentence, what has changed for you being home and being able to spend time with your teenagers?
Quality time. Just quality time. Having quality time with them rather than just getting home and being crazy and, you know, got to make dinner, got to get this kid to karate and that kid to drama and that kid to band. You know, these are all very active kids. So having the time to actually hang out with my kids, I haven't had that in a very long time, and it was a blessing. It was really nice.
And you probably hear things and see things on a different level because you're not so hurried.
Right, absolutely. I can spend more time, and their grades have improved. Their attitude and their demeanor has completely improved now that mom's there all the time, you know. So it's really nice. That and my sister is going to be on as well, and she is a brand-new college student with a 5-year-old and a 12-year-old. That is so challenging, and I know there's a lot of women who are going back to school. She's not right out of high school. She's, you know, in her early 30s, so it's a different challenge, and I wanted to discuss her challenges, my challenges, and then the grandmother perspective. I think it's going to be great.
Fabulous. All about moms and a great Mother's Day special. And then, of course, we know Rachel Lane as, you know, introducing bands, being very involved in music. So
yes.
You're going to be doing community calendar and
yes.
What other types of things besides the launch of your new show, The Kitchen Sink, on Sunday?
It's going to be basically, like I said, an eclectic show. So we're going to have a topic every week, and we'll invite people to call in and join the chat pack on the website at kcnr1460.com. We'll also be doing shows on community service. That's the next one. We'll have some of the gals from Make-A-Wish come in, some of the gals from Pets Without Partners, and talk about why they do community service, plus their events. We'll be doing parenting specials, science things, art, music, interesting events that happen here in the North State that you know about because you're juiced into all those awesome performers, but we still aren't getting, you know, a lot of that culture of artists out into the mainstream. You're doing a great job with On the Spot with Linda Bott. I love it.
Well, what I like, I know about, thank you very much for that compliment. We've got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk more about the science. I know that you, of course, and then your mother being an author and that, you know, your kids are, you're plugged in on a different level because you've got teenagers.
Right.
And you do study and you do read. You're very, very involved on so many eclectic levels, like you said. But the science and the art and the authors, there's so much going on here in the North State. I'm sure you have some more topics that you're going to talk to us about after this break about your idea about, well, how can science be interesting on the radio? Love to hear about that. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
Oh, it's May. So much to plan. Parties, birthdays, Mother's Day. Hey, Mom's coming up, so let's take her to Anselmo Vineyards for brunch. I hear there's limited seating, so we need to call now for reservations. 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Mother's Day brunch. The specialty is my favorite, lobster. And Carl, while we're there, let's experience the new award-winning 2009 Cabernet Sauvignon. And of course, Friday and Saturday nights, always great artists such as Charles Bologna, Chris Lauer, and Garrett Biggers. You'll love it.
Anselmo Vineyards in Inwood, just a short drive from Reading. Anselmo Vineyards. It will become your favorite destination getaway.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig Coffee Maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Accent Care, Kirkwood Assisted Living, California Telephone Access Program, Reading Acupuncture, Comfort Keepers, Robert Bishop and Insurance, U.S. Senior Vets, Shasta Estates, and Hilltop Estates. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:45 in the morning on May the 11th. And this portion of the show is brought to you by, Redding Harley Davidson. Been here in our city since 1977. Started up by David and Robin Wright. What else can you say about a Harley Davidson spot except, Harley Davidson. Service, great bikes, neighbors, local. This is the place to go. When you want to ride, my friends, you go to Redding Harley Davidson. They keep our bikes tip-top shape, and they keep our bikes ready to ride at any time. You can sell your bike there, trade it in, whatever. Financing's available. 1268 Twin View Boulevard, Redding. Phone number there is 241-7117. Open from Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30. Experience the ride. Live the dream. That's our friends at Redding Harley Davidson. Okay, just make a quick announcement. Tomorrow, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Brock's Barbershop at 901 Lake Boulevard, Suite A. At the barbershop there, they're going to host tests for diabetes and hypertension. The focus for exams is on black men in Redding. It's their hypertension and diabetes. These are free. If you want to go, and this has a lot to do with the sense that our black men die earlier from hypertension and diabetes, both of which are preventable. So tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Brock's Barbershop, 901 Lake Boulevard, Suite A in Redding, diabetes and hypertension screening. And it's free.
I think that's pretty awesome. That's another community outreach from a wonderful business here in town. That's great.
This is by the Black Barbershop Health Outreach Program.
Wow. Okay. Our guest this morning is Rachel Lane.
Hi.
And I'm looking at this. Rachel Frost.
It's Ms. Metal because I was known as the Mistress of Metal for a very long time because I was on the rock station doing the rock thing.
Right.
So that's my name. I'm Rachel Frost. You can look for me. I got married recently, so
congratulations.
Thank you.
Met your husband, nice guy.
He's a nice guy. He's very quiet.
So we're getting these on our chat pack saying that you should do the if you're just tuning in, you are going to Rachel is debuting her Sunday on Mother's Day, which is perfect, and it's called The Kitchen Sink.
It's everything.
Which is really cool. But you're going to be talking about moms, your mother, your sister, moms, and the challenges of grandmothering and your sister going back to school, then go back to college with a 5 and a 12-year-old.
Yeah, and that's rough. You know, that's a very rough thing. What I like to say is it's a look at mothering from three different generations. It's kind of a, I'm Native American too, so we think generationally, and that is something that kind of makes me feel real cool that I can have my mom and my little sister on, because she really is a different generation. She's a lot younger than I am, so we grew up very differently, and our experiences are very different. So I thought it would be really neat to have those three related but separate experiences about mothering.
So we had somebody
that's
from
super.
The,
yeah, somebody yeah. said that is, came in on the chat room and said, The Real Housewives of Reading.
I love it.
You know, that could be a show that would never, you know.
It'd be fun.
We've thought about making this a reality show, Free Fire Radio. And if you don't think that would be strange.
Anybody who's worked here said, you guys are a reality show with all the craziness that we come in. But, you know, it is live. You never know what people say. And just don't say the F word or the S word or something like that. We've got a dump button that, you know, that delay button over there. But Rachel, we were talking about the, when you had your children. Mm-hmm. Share with our listeners about, I know what we were saying at the break, is the your first child.
My first child, actually, I had just graduated from the Evergreen State College with my bachelor's degree in native language, because I'm a real weird person, and I like to get degrees that don't apply to real life. Yeah, I'm a liberal arts major.
They can't think.
Yeah, they can't think. So my husband, actually, my first husband asked me, on bended knee to have children. I was on my way to get a master's degree either at Berkeley or some other place down in San Francisco in that area. And it just didn't happen because I had kids and my life split and it went very differently. I'm poor now and I would have been very financially successful had I done that path, but I wouldn't have been as rich as I am now, which is, you know, I have a little house that's mine but falling apart, but I have these wonderful kids and they're my whole life, you know, they really are. Although I love doing radio, so it's hard to balance that because this can be a very demanding job. If you are one of those personalities that's out doing live things all the time and being on location and doing the things that I've done in the last 10 years, it can put a strain on your family life.
Well, there are blessings in things that happen now that you can step away from something that was very demanding of your time.
Yeah.
There's blessings in the balance.
Absolutely, and I think that's the lesson I took from this. And I want to share that with everybody because I have a way with words and I love to talk. I'm an actress. So my experiences, I know, are every woman's experience, honestly. I mean, the things that I've been through, the things that you've been through, we all have commonalities and we can all relate. But the show is not just for women. It's just this particular show will be focused on mothering. The show is more about everything. That's the tagline. It's just everything.
Well, if you know Rachel, if you know Rachel Lane, you know it's going to cover everything from heavy metal to baking cakes.
Yep.
I mean, not to exaggerate,
true.
I don't think.
Yeah, string theory to, you know,
Rachel's
fine
been in radio a long time, has had running her own shows, you know, and I think, but people don't really know Rachel.
No,
and this
I stay
is
going to
give
studio.
A chance. Yeah, well, this is going to give a chance
for you to
for people to get to know you. And
the only guidelines you have are yourself.
I love this. This is such an opportunity. I'm so excited about this. I feel so much freer. I have a way to express myself, and I think people are going to like it because I like a lot of really weird things like physics and science, and I can make that something that's talkable. We could talk about it. It's not just, oh, okay, math and upper, bleh, you know.
Okay, Rachel, we got to take a break. Take us out.
All right, man. You are listening to Free Fire Radio. This is 1460 KCNR.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
Rope them and ride them, Reading. It's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual three-day Reading Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most Napa Auto Parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Reading Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and three nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding,
steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at RedingCivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at ReadingRodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Side of Monster Truck Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hi, this is Bob with Flu Season Chimney Sweeps. Did you ever wonder what a chimney sweep does in the summer? At flu season, we clean and repair chimneys year-round. But in the warm weather, we also service and install evaporative coolers. Is your cooler ready for summer? Our refreshing 10-point cooler service prepares for your comfort in the fiery, blistering, sizzling days of summer ahead. Schedule your cooler service and spring chimney cleaning together and save time and money. Call flu season today at 221-3331.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire media.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bott, it's Friday. Everybody gets the weekend off. A lot of things going on this weekend. Senior Idol Night with Linda. I don't even know if there's any tickets left.
Usually they said the whole, when we talked with them a week ago, Lonnie, a week ago.
Right.
The whole bottom was sold out.
Well, and a lot of the top, too.
We got double J's or something. That's our
story. We're up in the
well, nosebleeds. I'm up front, so
yeah,
I get,
up, yeah, you
I
don't
get a good
care.
Side
you know, Frank,
view.
You don't care if your mom and I and your dad just sit up there and our
I'm
noses
excited.
Bleed. That's right. You know, the other thing going.
It's not a bad seat in the Cascade.
And Samuel Vineyards has a special brunch going on. It's Mother's Day. So give them a call at 474-5546. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. Right here, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street. Give them a call at 241-8373. Jeff will fix those little dings and cracks up to 24 inches.
And he's a nice man.
Yeah. He's a nice guy that tells you the truth. He's a man of integrity and honesty. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
That's what we talked
our
about.
Our guest, of course, is Rachel Lane, who's a member of our staff. But beyond that, I shouldn't say it. She's
part of our family.
She's part
here
of
now.
Our family here yes. at KCNR. But
we're happy to have
you. She also has
with
her
us.
New show debuting Sunday.
Sunday, the kitchen sink, and the tagline is just "It's everything." It's everything, and we'll be doing a Mother's Day special like we've been talking about, and then we'll have some other things. We'll be talking about community service. This really is designed to be a community-based show, however. So I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you in the chat room. I want you to call us and talk and tell us what topics you'd like us to cover. We would love to hear what you're interested in.
What's your Facebook?
My Facebook is, actually, you can find me right now at the Family Music Project. That's the easiest one. It's a Facebook page, and I've created this Family Music Project to bring you and your children closer together because nothing speaks like music.
Wow.
Yeah, it's nice. That way, you know, when I'm fighting with my 14-year-old, I can go, listen to this song by The Verve.
Right.
It's called Bittersweet Symphony of Life, and you really should kind of take this to heart. And then she'll say, well, this is Justin Bieber, and this is how I feel. And it's nice.
Yeah, it is.
So
it
we
is.
Can talk.
Music, you can talk. You know, there's really something
this
that...
is Meatloaf fed out of hell. This is how I feel. Yeah. Put that in your little pipe and smoke it.
You know, I really wanted to, you know, it's kind of a weird thing to start off, close our Friday, but it is a headline, and it's something I'm sure that you'll discuss on your show down the road, and it's been the cover of Time magazine.
I saw it yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, and it was a 3-year-old breastfeeding.
Four-year-old
breastfeeding.
Okay.
No, I'm serious,
because
there's not enough time to talk about that. It's just, I have really mixed feelings about it. I am not a mother. I've never been a mother. And I mean, I'm sure it's a woman's choice to how long she is going to breastfeed, I suppose. But, you know, psychologically, you know, I mean, there's probably 20 different points of views of why this is acceptable. But I just think it'd be really weird if I was in Costco and some 3-year-old was suckling on a woman's breast in public. It would weird me out. Am I wrong?
No, I was a breastfeeding mother, and I wouldn't do it.
I knew a woman who breastfed her son until he was 6 years old.
Five or six years.
No. I am not making this up. I know this for a fact.
I believe you.
And you know, and when I it's where my life goes.
There are some serious issues there.
Yeah. It is, but I knew her. But I also knew her son, who was a great young man. But.
Did he have mommy issues?
I just looked at him, and not really. But of course, how do I know that? But I do remember that she said that the most disappointing day in her life, or one of the most disappointing days in her life, is when she offered, and he said, "I think I'd like to have some apple juice, Mom."
Can you? I was happy to get a bottle into the situation. That's all I'm going to say, as I was glad to be done. I could have a beer again. I mean, come on.
Rachel Lynn, I love it. This is what we're talking about. That Kitchen Sink, which is debuting this Sunday on Mother's Day. It's going to be great. Rachel, we're so happy to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm excited.
And this is what we do. You know, Free Fire Radio, it's a free fire zone, folks. You never know what's going to come out as long as it's not the bad words.
Okay, like you said, next week we're going to have a business that's on. We're going to talk about the Senior Idol winner. That's always a lot of fun.
And Chief Paletti.
Also, Chief Paletti's going to be on next week. We've got pancake breakfast. I'm going to be driving a hot rod around the streets while on the radio and figuring out how that happens.
Oh, yeah, that should
be
fun.
Maybe we can just, like, race a couple of cop cars around.
And, you know, of course, we're coming up. It's going to be rodeo week next week. We've got
rodeo week.
Oh,
I mean, there are
many
things going on next week and this weekend. And then, of course, Hot-O-Rama. Big tickets for that because, you know what, they've got everything out at Hot O'Rama.
Have a great Mother's Day weekend.
And we've got tickets for all of them.
Let your mom know. Let your neighbor know you're loved. Let your daughter know you're loved. It's a time to just kind of be gooey and say, just let it out. This is what you mean to me.
And you don't have to spend a lot of money. Do something nice.
That's right. Yep. You know, and coming up right after us is, of course, Shasta Startup. Woo. Talking about a business and the successful businesses we have right here in Redding and Shasta County. We can't get down about Clarity. There's other ones, but we'll take its place. It wasn't meant to be right now. So, all right.
And next
everybody
week,
have a great weekend.
We'll give tickets away next week for the
pancake breakfast.
We'll start off on
tickets,
Monday.
All these things we're going to be giving away. A lot of things next week. You know, my friends, it's been an interesting week. We got Silas Lyons from the Record Searchlight is going to be on next week.
Mm-hmm.
Love Silas. Love talking to Silas. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. It wasn't just U.S. and Saudi intelligence that caught al-Qaeda plotting an underwear bombing of a U.S.-bound plane. It looks like Great Britain had a role. Fox News Radio Steve Taylor is live in Washington.
The unnamed agent who pretended to be a would-be suicide bomber used a British passport to enter Yemen. That passport was provided by MI6, the British intelligence agency, according to officials. Having the British document made the bogus recruit more attractive to al-Qaeda because it would let him travel more freely in Western countries. That agent, also working for the U.S. and Saudi Arabian intelligence, smuggled the underwear bomb out of Yemen and delivered it to the CIA. Ron?
Steve, it was supposed to be an investment to protect itself against bad investments. Instead, it cost J.P. Morgan Chase $2 billion in 6 weeks. How is the government reacting to this? Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
The largest bank in the country is earning the attention of regulators, so says Securities and Exchange.